Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is coming to the City Winery in the West Loop at the end of this week. It's a three-show engagement featuring songs, sonnets, selection, and style. Chicago, make way for the icon, Rufus Wainwright.
Oh, what a shame that your back used to bleed on St. Valentine's and you sat in a chair thinking, boy, I'm such a
White is equal parts a singer-songwriter, composer, and performer. He's climbed the charts with his own pop songs. He's written operas, performed with symphonies, and even channeled his idol Judy Garland for a groundbreaking performance at Carnegie Hall. He's coming to the City Winery for three shows on Thursday and Friday, with tickets still available on Friday. But before he hits the stage, he's with us tonight on The Download. Rufus Wainwright, thank you so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
First off, Chicago, you played Chicago your entire career. Talk about what kind of town Chicago is and what you like doing when you're on stage here in town.
Well, Chicago has always been very, very kind to me over the years. It's become a standard, not only in terms of song, but in terms of career. So yeah, I always love coming, and I think what's really the most exciting for me whenever I'm spending time there is just to, you know, be reminded of how the town is such a kind of emblem of all that's great about America, you know, and especially in this day and age when everything's so tricky. Chicago, unlike, you know, New York, which is probably leans more towards Europe, or Hollywood, yeah, which leans more towards Mars. Chicago is like really American in all the best ways. So I always feel like I'm, you know, playing the country, which is great because I live in this country.
Well, I mean, for the shows at City Winery on Thursday and Friday, what can we expect? I mean, because you've done so many things, especially in the last couple of years with the operas, with the sonnets, yeah, with of course, your pop songs that you've created. Yeah. What kind of show do you put together for an intimate room at City Winery?
Yeah, well, I basically, I hearken back to my roots, being that I'm from a family of troubadours. I mean, my father still straps on his guitar and goes out and plays for the peeps, and my mother did that as well, but all my sisters do, so it's really a family business. And so whenever I do a show these days, and I have to do shows a lot because I have to just, you know, pay my bills, it's really about, you know, what is needed that evening for those people. I have a lot to pull from. I have a wide arsenal of material, whether it's political songs or operatic musings or, you know, pop ditties. I mean, I really, you know, there's a lot of colors there to express myself. So, but yeah, I think in essence, though, I'm just, you know, traveling bum.
Well, I mean, for you, I mean, how much of that is spontaneous? How much of it is, I'm going to go into this track, or I'm feeling the crowd out right now, or how much do you plan ahead to put a show together?
I'll write out a set list, and oftentimes for, you know, certain little legs of tours, I will do a similar set because I'm kind of in that mode.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely apt to, you know, turn it on its head, especially, you know, with all the crazy news we get these days, and how things shift so quickly. Yeah, you have to be pretty nimble as an artist to express, you know, the zeitgeist. So it's a bit of both.
As an artist who has been political and social in your career, and you've expressed that not only in your albums but also in your stage performances, as an artist in this day and age, in 2017, do you find that you have a responsibility to take on what's in the zeitgeist, what's happening in the world?
I mean, I'm just surprised at how so much of the material I wrote years ago has come back and is still so pertinent in terms, you know, my song Going to a Town has once again been turned into an anthem for, you know, the resistance. And then also, you know, a lot of, you know, when I talked about America before, I mean, when I did the Judy shows many, many years ago, It was a response to, you know, the invasion of Iraq. I was so down on the United States and felt so weird about it, but I still love the country so much. So I sang a lot of those Judy Garland songs as a way to just remind me of how great this country could be. And lo and behold, 10 years later, I resurrected the Judy Garland show just for that fact, that it was 10 years later. Mm-hmm. But once again, I'm holding on by a thread here. I'm not happy that these songs have come up again as a form of protest and as a form of dealing. But on the other hand, it is satisfying that they lasted the test of time.
You know, a lot of your songs are political, of course, and a lot of them have to do with identity. You sang a lot about your sexuality. You've been called a gay icon, and you've done so much around that. How much do you play off of identity when you do a show at City Winery? How much of it is, you know, playing towards those issues?
I'm just trying desperately to be myself, and that is harder than one would think. You know, my main objective when I started out was not so much to be political or socially active or, you know, change the paradigm. It was really just to, I'm just a bad liar. I'm a terrible liar, and I'm kind of the Pinocchio character, and so I had to be honest, and I had to get up there and speak my truth, because I'm not good at it otherwise. So I'm just continuing that tradition, and you know, we seem to live in very, very turbulent times, and therefore it's affected by that.
One of the great things about you, what I love about you, is the ability to create, to try new things, whether it's to write an opera or to channel Judy Garland or to play with symphony. You just seem to take on the idea of creative risk. I mean, talk about that as part of your persona and who you are as an artist, this idea of risk and how you approach it when you're creating new shows, new music, new projects.
Yeah, well, I'm drawn to the flame. hopefully not like a moth. I seem to feed off of fear in music. I think a lot of it actually has to do with my voice, because, you know, somehow this instrument that I've been given is really a kind of separate being from my person, and demands this a really heavy portion of meat in music, and I don't know, just needs to kind of exercise itself like an athlete. So I just follow along and try to appease it, really. And then when it comes to songwriting and composing operas, a lot of that also has to do with just the musical environment I was brought up in, which was very sophisticated. I mean, both my parents are renowned musicians, and you know, they knew their classical music, they knew their folk music, they knew their country music, they knew their rock and roll. So it was, music was a very serious subject in the household. So I guess that has worn off.
I read an article.
That hasn't
worn off, right? I read an article back in, I think it was 2014, about writing music, and you talk about how it's your greatest joy, but it's also a disease, and the fact that when you can't get a song out, there's actual physical pain. You can't get it out. Yeah. Talk about that experience. Talk about your sort of passion when it comes to writing music.
Well, I don't think that it's so much that there's physical pain. What it is that there's such an elation that you get when you write a song, or when you're inspired with this, you know, cosmic idea, and through art, and that then everyday life becomes slightly pained, because it's a bit like being off drugs or something, you know. So it's just, I think, the roller coaster of maintaining that high, you know, through the arts, that can be very, very tricky. And it takes a long time to master that equilibrium, which you never really do get in the end. But at certain points, as you get older, you just have to realize that, you know, you're just a human being like everybody else. And, you know, just have to be happy when you can be.
Rufus Wainwright's coming to Chicago. He is playing at the City Winery on Thursday. The sold-out show is also a show on Friday. Tickets still available. This is coming up this weekend. Rufus Wainwright, a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm gonna see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired.